Hello, hello.
Actually, shall we try and say hello as camp as we said goodbye at the end of part one?
Hello.
There we go.
Hello. Hello. And welcome to part two. Yeah, we're still sitting here.
And I'm looking at some records.
Yeah, and I'm stroking a CD sleeve all seductively.
And I sound like I'm from Middlesbrough for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh.
Smoggy.
Anyway.
Right. So, we're going to move in now with At Swim Two Birds, which to me sounds like a band name. Like, you remember when David Bowie said, I write lyrics by just throwing words on a, like,
on a doubt,
and then just
canvas.
Picking ones out by a blank.
Like, blank. Yeah. Blank.
Actually, I can't keep that up.
I can't, no, sorry. I can see.
Yeah, but no, At Swim Two Birds does sound like someone just picked four words at random and decided that's good enough. Which, frankly, it isn't.
No.
But thankfully, this song is. And this is track two from their album Before You Left. And this is called I Must Be Losing You. And if you, basically, if you're in the time of your life where you're feeling that the world is shit and your life's about to end...
What, we mean like the last 39 years?
Yeah, this may well just make you...
Carry on,
may well make you contemplate your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, enjoy.
Knock me out. Let me sleep. Don't let me
around me,
and let the drink drown me, and let the smoke choke me, and let life run rings around me, and let the drink drown me. And let the smoke choke me, and let life run rings around me, and let the drink drown me, and let the smoke choke me, and let life run rings around me. Let the drink drown me, and let the smoke choke me, and let life
don't let me drink
run rings around me, and let the drink drown me, and let the smoke choke me, and let life
don't let me drink
run rings around me. Knock me out,
knock me out,
let me
finished, he's finished the bugger. You said to me that was 4 minutes long and it went on for 8, and by the time we started talking about him choking himself on his backy and having too many pints and drowning himself like in Get Carter, I thought, just get on with it then. If it's that bad, get on with it and shut it. I mean, actually, I can imagine that being a really, really nice album,
yeah,
but if I didn't have the mother and father of all hangovers.
Yeah.
But I do, and it's 8 minutes of my life that I'll never get back.
Yeah, but I love the fact they do have the ability to make 8 minutes feel like 8 months.
It's how?
Well, no matter what this grumpy bastard next to me says, I think it's a great album, it really is. Those, have, I think we may well have cut our audience down by half because half of them will have killed themselves
yeah,
by
now. Yeah, and now I'm going to finish them off.
But At Swim Two Birds can be found on Vespertine and Son Records. And that's www.vespertineandsonallonewordwordpress.com, which is really fucking annoying.
Just another small yes. incremental annoyance that we've encountered on this album.
And the band can be found at myspace.com/@swim2birds, all one word, which is really annoying.
Yeah.
And, it's so bad. We're sitting indoors, okay? It's going dark outside, and Richard's so upset by that, he's put his shades on.
And I can't see what track I'm going to play.
But that was I Must Be Losing You, and I think I lost Richard on that.
You have lost me. I mean, I can imagine myself enjoying that if I was in a better frame of mind, but I'm not.
I think it's a beautiful album. And for those of you who haven't heard Richard Hawley's new album, that's a good enough replacement, I think.
Anyway, for let's get some Germans on. This is a band called this is a band called Schnack, who are a duo.
Sorry, and let's get some Germans on. That's a sentence you don't hear every day.
No, it isn't. And I need them. I need my Germans now. So I saw them in the LBC.
And you saw who? The Germans.
I saw these Germans. Yeah.
These Germans.
These Germans. One of whom ran through the audience, ringing a bell in his underpants, and then said, "I am very hot." And then they played some great dissonant noise, an example of which
is now
Schnack. Self and Damien is out being grumpy.
If that is what your head sounds like,
it does.
I'm really, really scared for you.
Hey, never mind. Never mind, Damien. We can please you now because we're going to play one of your favourite artists.
Yes.
Is that right?
Basically, I'm going to take you into what the middle of last week was like for me. I went to the Paradiso to see Midlake,
and I was lucky enough to walk in time to catch Adam Green live on stage, who is he's just brilliant. So we're going to play a song from Adam Green and then a song from Midlake, for both from their new albums, just to give you a kind of idea of what my evening was like. The first track is going to be Goblin, I think, from Adam's new album.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll play something from Midlake's new album. And if ever there was a game of two halves, as John Watson would say, that evening was it.
When she stopped talking to me, I knew that she would create a problem. And after 5 seconds flat, she came at me just like a goblin. Months passed and things calmed down, so me and her went on a play date. I said, you're walking cliche, but she said, it's just you and me, babe. Okay. So it's just us walking through town, and we go in the liquor store, buying two beers, spying a cat in the window of the bar next door. Cursing at me and pointing to her witch's cauldron. Grabbed me, she got in my face, and then she punched me just like a goblin.
Thank you.
So, I think you can kind of see how my evening went in that thing. Adam Green, not only was he jumpy about and fun as usual, but he was off his head, and I mean off his head, to the fact that he was eating a box of magic mushrooms on stage, and he spent 20 minutes running backwards and forwards, jumping around like a rabbit. Doesn't matter what the song was or anything, he just basically, it was like he was doing circuit training or something. And he had a leather jacket on and no top, and his eyes were like
bulging.
Saucers. Yeah.
Bulging.
But his band are amazing.
Yeah?
It's the band he's had for a long time, but honest, I forgot how good they are. They're so tight and so very, very good.
Band, yeah.
And I mean, his stuff is all like really fast tempo changes and stuff like that. Really, really good. But it was upstairs in the Paradiso. Almost everybody in there was to see Midlake. And yeah, he ended up crowd surfing upstairs in the Paradiso. And I mean, you know how rare that is.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone stands miles away from the stage. But he ended up crowd surfing, and at one point, he did crowd walking. He actually stood up on someone's hands and just, like, stood there all to attention, to, like, whilst the band carried on, played an entire song without him. Because as soon as the song started, there was like an instrumental bit. He jumped into the crowd, well, float, like kind of crowd surfed, and then they played the entire song without waiting for him to get back on stage, and then went into the next song before he even got back. So we had like an instrumental version of something. It was an amazing performance.
That's fantastic.
He was off his head. He ended up eating mushrooms and then throwing them in the crowd going, come and see how I feel. Like that. And then he says, but there was one thing I was really, really impressed with. Everybody was talking, everyone was laughing, everyone. It was really, really loud. And then there was one point, like, the band went off halfway through and he was supposed to play on his own. And then he just said, oh, okay, I know where I am. I'm in Amsterdam and all the Dutch people, they're all talking. Yeah, you know, that's the problem with playing in Amsterdam, because all the Dutch people, like, the wooden shoes make too much noise. And then he started playing really, really quietly. He just started, like, strumming his guitar and singing really quietly. And the entire room just shut up, like, really quiet. And then he went mental. And then he played his song, and the place just went bonkers. But it's the only gig I've ever been to where his own label heckled him. Like, don't want to name names or Concurrent might get upset, but they were stood at the back of the room, stood at the back of the room going, loser, loser! It was an insane, absolutely insane moment. And then we went into the main room, which was sold out for Midlake, which I was impressed with, because I'm a big fan of their last album, Trials of Van Occupantha, but I didn't think they would be able to sell it out. And the place was crammed to the rafters.
It's funny, isn't it? Certain bands just take off and you never notice.
Yeah, and they came out, but if anyone's actually listened to Midlake's new album, that song that we just played is the title track, but it's a fine example of the entire album.
Yeah.
It's very, very downbeat, and it's very, very slow, and it's very, very studied, and as you say, there's too much studious rock nowadays.
Yeah, there is.
They had two flutes on stage.
Shit.
Not one, two, and a recorder.
It was like
walking into a slow Jethro Tull concert. So, but after Adam Green leaping up and down, bam, 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 they're walking into Midlake going, oh yeah, we're wonderful.
Did you contract OCD?
Three of them were sat down.
Oh dear. What was you doing?
One of them was a drummer, we'll give that, but the other two sat down. Lots of facial hair. Honestly, I felt like I'd walked into like 1873 and we were in some mountain up in the Rockies and everyone was just really, really upset because there was no food. But it was a bizarre evening. Both bands were brilliant.
Mm.
But I really, after Adam Green, Midlake were just like,
you can't do it. You can't do it the other way around.
I just couldn't contemplate it.
No.
And as soon as it got to Roscoe, I thought, right, okay, thank God it's slightly upbeat.
Mm.
But it was halfway through the set, and then the rest was like, okay, we're not very well. We're not very well. Well, thank you all for coming out, but we're going to depress you a bit more now. And that was it. It was a bizarre evening.
It sounds it, but now I'm going to play something bizarre. We played Spoolstraw, the last Shedcast.
And this Shedcast.
And this Shedcast, well, part one of this Shedcast, which is, give up. Anyway, a band I saw Spoolstraw with is a band on the same level, narrowminded.com, called Katadruf. They were a great Dutch band. They sound very spiky and angry, me-like, as L.E.G. would say. And this is a track called Miniature Matadors. think they're marvellous, actually. I think they're really marvellous.
Take three parts really tunefulness and four parts white noise, mixed together in a ball.
Yeah.
And then see what happens.
I think they're a really great band, Cata Drape. I think they've got something really special about them. They are very mean and moody, and you can obviously apply the old art rock adage to them. But hey, when's that ever stopped me from playing anything? So I'd go and check them out. They're on narrowminded.com. And Cata Drape is, well, KATADREUFFE. So you won't remember that, so go and look up narrowminded.com, you'll get there. So next up, James, you...
Yeah, no, we're going to Antwerp, which is one of our favourite places
in
the world, isn't it?
It is.
But this is a band who, I'm not joking, take themselves far too seriously.
Oh, well, that's right.
Right,
yeah.
They call themselves the Strumpets, which you would think would be quite jokey and fun,
but they
go to pains to tell us that they got the word strumpet from William Shakespeare's Henry VI. Okay, because I will chastise this high-minded strumpet, which is a great line.
Yeah.
Right, but they also they're from Antwerp, as we said. They're led by an Argentinian called Miguel Horacio Sosa, and it began as his own project, and then he just grabbed a bunch of people in to get him with him. But apparently, and this is from them themselves, their music fluctuates between psychedelic pop, dream pop, baroque pop, art rock, electric cabaret, surf rock, and romantic rock. Now, I don't know what any of those are.
No, neither do I.
Apparently, they're all of it. The lyrics contain a large sum of automatic poetry, which I think is just making up as you go along.
Yeah.
Strongly influenced by the early Dada movement, not the late Dada movement, just the early bit.
Tristan Zara, then.
And the surrealist. Real experiences and anecdotes mingle with metaphors, leaving a free interpretation to the listener. So basically, it's a whole load of bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway,
this is the Strumpets, and this is a song called Strumpets, and it bears no resemblance whatsoever to what I've just read out.
Strumpet, I'm a strumpet. tell you why. Maybe it's the soul behind your body. I love you in the distance. I can tell you why. Maybe it's the soul behind your body.
Now I'm sorry, but all of that shit that they wrote
bears no resemblance to that. In fact, we were thinking that no. Do you know what? That's no. It's left me lost for words. I sometimes think, why do people bother writing all that sort of stuff?
Just dire.
To go and sound like Beaker from the Muppets, really.
No, but if you did sound like Beaker from the Muppets, I'd like it.
Yeah, I know, but maybe that's the Dada element.
Yeah, I only wanted to play that because I was so annoyed at what they wrote. Of how, I mean, early Dada, piss off. There's not a bit of Dada in there.
Where's the Tristan Zara in that?
No.
Yeah, and anyway, if you have an early Dada and the Surrealist, I thought that was late Dada.
Yeah, and apparently it features a person who's a member of Belgium's most infamous collective of sonic terrorism, IH8 Camera.
Nah.
Now, how infamous can you... Just piss off and don't bother me again. I could tell you where to find them out, but I don't want to.
What I do like about this Shedcast is it's the fact that we're playing records that are making you actively turn it off.
Yes.
I don't think any other radio show has ever played things where it's tried to repel its listeners in such a concerted and effective manner as we have in this last one. Hopefully
still like the fact that you think we're doing a professional radio show.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not two guys in a shed.
In a shed, pressing a button. Pressing a button. Dada. I'll tell you what's Dada. I'll tell you what's Dada. Sitting here with me girlfriend's alpaca top on with a piece of
which
paper.
Which is far too small for you.
Which is far too small for it. With a bloody teddy bear on the front of it. Just about to play an Ivan Pollock record. Now, if Tristan Zara would have turned up at my house now, he'd have run out screaming and taken up house painting as a chore. I can tell you. Anyway, this is the Emma Pollock album, Ex Delgado, just recently released. In fact, I don't think it's actually out till next month on Chemical Underground Records up in Glasgow. This is a song called Hug the Harbour. It's a magnificent example of how to do pop well.
Yeah,
right?
And if you're still with us, God bless you.
Yeah, you
will be rewarded now.
Yeah.
You should have hugged the harbour, avoiding all disaster. Horizon gone from view, the lights were friends to you, and all the people who are dear to you are sitting right behind and trusting you. My trust lies in your precision.
vision when off the ground.
Tremendous album, that, and I tell you, that girl is some lyricist, and to use words like precision and decision and all these sort of things in songs, and get away with it, and actually enunciate it in the correct manner.
She's got good diction.
Yes, she has got very good diction. Following that, another release of the year so far is the new Cité album.
Oh, well, yes.
Dream Get Together. This is on Dead Oceans. It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, if you like your Michael Rota and your sort of late can wig outs. That's where we're taking a lot of ideas from. Very Akron family as well. They cover Tugboat, the Galaxy 500 track, which British Sea Power previously did, and I thought that was a pretty much unbeatable version. I think this tops the British Sea Power version, and it's a magnificent version of that song. He says trying to get words out, but anyway, you can listen to it. Here you go, Tugboat.
Yeah. City, we saved the best for the end of part two.
That was played in memory of the Barenboss and the Koppingsteg in Leiden. Why, Holland, do you want to get rid of all your cultural places and all the places where people have a free area just to be themselves? I don't know.
Yeah, City, they're fabulous, they really are. Basically go to deadoceans.com and you can find out more about them. One thing I do want to point out as well, another podcast that have played City in recent times, who I want to give a shout out to because they're very, very good. They're based in San Francisco. It's called thebaybridged.com. Mm-hmm. Basically check them out. Baybridged. They basically focus on most of the San Francisco scene, but also every month they do a podcast on who's playing every month. And last month they highlighted City. And we're not doing this for any monetary reason, so there's no reason why we shouldn't direct you in there.
Their direction.
Exactly. Right. I was trying to think of something else other than direction.
You
were
blown away by that, weren't you?
But no, City, genius.
Absolutely.
Right, that's end of part two. We need some refreshment.
We'll see you in a bit.
And I need a toilet break.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be back soon. We're part three. www.inmusic.com.
Dot NL,
you idiot.